construction, distribution, and manufacturing operations can restart Monday in Ohio, and retail shops can open May 12th, though Governor Mike DeWine's latest order allows them to do curbside pickup, delivery, and appointments starting on Saturday. But more than a million Ohioans have filed for unemployment, and the state is struggling with how it will pay them. When businesses reopen in Ohio, customers and clients will not be required by the state to wear masks or facial coverings. But with a few exceptions, the state is mandating employees wear them, along with observing social distancing and cleaning and sanitizing spaces. Andy Durrell with the Ohio Chamber of Commerce thinks that's a little too stringent.
We're just concerned about the mask requirement across the board. Even in the workplace, because we feel that businesses can take other measures to help protect their workforce and not necessarily make them wear a mask.
When DeWine had first suggested the requirement that customers wear masks, businesses pushed back, saying they didn't want to have to enforce the state's mandate. But for those who aren't working, there are concerns about how they'll be paid. Ohio had to borrow $3.3 billion from the federal government after its unemployment compensation fund went broke in 2009, which also happened to 34 other states during the Great Recession. That debt was finally paid off in 2016. The fund started this year with $1.3 billion and will run out of money next month. Durrell says the state will have to go to the feds for a loan with interest again.
That's what we're going to have to do, is borrow money, unfortunately, because of problems that that raises.
But Ohioans who file for unemployment will get paid, even though business, labor leaders, and lawmakers have been working on a fix to shore up that fund for 15 years with no agreement. Karen Kassler at the Ohio Public Radio State House News Bureau.